Welcome to Jamaica's Promise, the program which highlights positive developments at the primary level. On today's program, we travel to Shortwood practicing primary and junior high school to speak with 10-year-old author Sean Brown. I'm Vaughn Davis. Please stay with us. Ten-year-old grade 5 student of the Shortwood Practicing Primary and Junior High School, Sean Brown, is to publish his book later this month. The book was done from one of his regular class assignments, which gave him the motivation and inspiration to develop stories. Sean, who had initial difficulties with basic reading concepts, says he has now grown to love reading and writing. He says what he normally does is capture what happened throughout the day in his journal, something he enjoys doing. Sean Brown's first book is titled The Candle and the Bear.
There are only three words I can use to describe this book: amazing, awesome, and adventurous. This book is about children's stories for children from ages 6 to 10 or very smart 5-year-olds.
Admitting that writing for him is an avenue for fun and relaxation, Sean wants to become a scientist, but hopes to be able to publish more books in the future.
I've always been writing, from my toothpaste notes to my daily journal to my bucket list. Writing and reading is one of my many passions. Writing is a hobby for me.
Creating what he calls a bucket list that outlines what he wishes to accomplish, Sean wants to attend Campion College, Harvard University in the United States, and hopes to meet sprint icon Usain Bolt, television host Ellen DeGeneres, and singer Omi. Guidance counselor at Shortwood Practicing Primary, Calvin Brown, explains how Sean's achievement is positively impacting the lives of other students.
So while it is an achievement for Sean, it is an achievement for the student population. So there's motivation that it will provide for the others, the sense of pride that they will all share in the accomplishment.
Mr. Brown adds Sean's accomplishment is a result of the emphasis the school places on literacy and can also help students to realize the importance of reading and writing.
We do have a strong emphasis on literacy here at Shortwood Practicing. In fact, we celebrated the success of moving our literacy level from last year, grade 4 literacy test, to this year. The figures have moved up significantly.
One of the mandates of the Shortwood Practicing Primary and Junior High is to provide students with adequate avenues to excel academically. Guidance counselor Calvin Brown, who is of no relation to the 10-year-old, says Sean Brown's book is testament of the school's motto, exceeding expectation beyond boundaries. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for your company. If you know of an interesting program or activity at a primary school, let us know and we'll highlight it right here on JIS Radio. Just email us at radio@jis.gov.jm or call us at 926-3590. With studio engineer Andre Palmer, I'm Vaughn Davis for producer Shanari Ferran, and this has been Jamaica's Promise.
I know firsthand the challenges you have to face when you have a child before you're fully prepared to deal with the reality. I know the impact on your social life. Besides, it could jeopardize your health, education, and potential. So I would say to young people, wait, finish your education, and make sure you are ready before you have a child.
20% of Caribbean teenagers get pregnant before age 19, interrupting their education and crippling their chances of economic independence. Parents and guardians, talk to your children about sex and help prevent adolescent pregnancy. A message from the United Nations Population Fund.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.